Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. We have a very special guest for you tonight, Miss Brittany Lashie Holman. Hello, Brittany.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I am doing outstanding. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. We are very pleased to have you on Faces of Success Radio. And you're an author, entrepreneur, influencer, and mentor. A lot of in Orange County. That's Orangeburg County, excuse me. So I want to kind of give you the floor and kind of let our audience, know how you got started and what motivated you to get there.
Well, I will say that I am from a small town of Orangeburg, South Carolina, and that I am not only an author, a mentor, an influencer, and an entrepreneur, those things. I'm also a resident assistant at a shelter here in Orangeburg called the Samaritan House. But I got started doing all of these things way back when I was about 17 years old. I started with my first hair salon. And then it grew on to three other hair salons. They were catered to low income and people who are homeless. So we started it as a ministry, getting out in the community, giving out water, giving out things to the community as a salon. And then further as I grew, I kept asking God, what was my purpose? And the more I grew, the more I noticed that my purpose was more towards the youth. So that's where in between then I had I Am Lavish Foundation, which is a nonprofit that still caters towards the youth and the community as a whole in low-income areas. So we started doing, giving back and making sure that the community was good through Thanksgiving, holidays. And even I still kept the vision of the hair salon. So we had a program built in the I Am Lavish Foundation. In the foundation, we built a program that was catered, that was a 501c3, to be able to still do what we was already started to do. So we kept it under the same umbrella, same vision. Then we grew on to I Am Lavish, Brittany Lashie Mentorship, excuse me. And that still falls under I Am Lavish Foundation, which is a nonprofit. And we called it, in I Am Lavish Foundation was Lavish Scholar. And as God grew me up, I changed it to Brittany Lashie Youth Mentorship, and that's where we cater to children ages 8 to 17 years old, starting them businesses or creating them a book and free publishing on Brittany Lashie herself. And, that's what I do now, and we still do community outreach. We still go out. We still give to the community. Even with that, I teach the kids that in order to receive, you have to give them lifestyle literacy and entrepreneur skills. So they learn just more besides just starting a business. I teach them how to grocery shop. I teach them how to go out and get things that they need. I teach them down to even cursive handwriting. And coming in our new curriculum, we'll even be teaching them sign language, because these are the areas that we're moving towards. So I thank God that I am able to do all of these things since the age of 17. I am 29 now. Yes, that's who I am.
Well, I think that is absolutely awesome. I think that that's a wonderful thing. You're a great asset to, the community and many, many others. I mean, I hope that there is a lot of young women or entrepreneurs and men following your footsteps in your area. We do a lot of, community events basically based on domestic violence, catering to women, children, and men. Mm-hmm. So we have touched those areas, but, I'm very, very proud to know that, that you are that deeply involved in your community and into others, and it's passion felt, I think that that's a wonderful thing. What would you say to a young entrepreneur that is trying to follow your footsteps?
The one thing I would tell them is that life is bigger than just video games. Become who you like or what you like. meaning that if you feel that you can play it, you should build it. If you feel like you can do it, you should start it. So I feel like, you know, breaking generational curses and generational, get generational wealth flowing. I mean, the earlier you start, if you stay consistent, that it will soon show why that you should do it. So I believe that the one thing I would tell them is just to start whatever you feel that you enjoy the most, you know, and allow life to teach you as you go along with just not the only business. You won't, you know, just take initiative and just more things and becoming more serious about life.
Does your family support you through, you know, your journeys in the community?
They do. My mom, my aunt, they really do. They're, you know, when I have events, especially when it's for the public, I'm not a big cooker, but I can survive now, but I ain't no roast beef girl or no turkey and ham. So when it's time to try to, like, you know, go out and give back to the community, they not only help me purchase the things, but they also help me cook it, or they help me get it catered. You know, whatever is needed, they also, they get in the gap, they get in the ring with me, and they help me.
So when it comes to, like, drives, you know, food distribution, things like that in your community, where do you gain your most support from?
I gain the most support with the mentorship, the youth mentorship, getting, you know, helping them start those businesses and just, you know, because that's a new spark for children, I believe. So I only talk about the entrepreneur side, but they get more than that. They get a whole meal when they come to, you know, that part of the mentorship. So I believe that my most, you know, active thing and things that I get support from is the mentorship.
Oh, okay. And so what type of programs do you offer for low-income families?
Well, what we do is we allow them to still, so there's a difference between the academy. Oh, I meant to mention, Brittany Lachey Academy and Brittany Lachey Mentorship are two different things. So the mentorship, it actually goes out and I get sponsors, I get donors, I get donations, whatever it takes to still fulfill a child's need. But what we do with that program is we offer it as a workshop. So, for an example, we have something where a 12-year-old out of Columbia, Jaden, he's not only an author, he's not only a mentee, but he buys stocks. He's purchased his first building with his stocks. So coming up soon, we're going to have a workshop teaching children how to purchase stocks and invest. So things that are free to the community. So that's how I help the ones who are more, like, you know, challenged with, you know, the economy. And then we have the academy where there's a tuition and they pay to actually get 101 in more depth of training. But it doesn't rob the ones who are, because we try to balance it where it's like, no, it don't look like, why are you giving privilege, kid, you know, type of thing. But we give it to, they could come to those same workshops. The kids who are on the tuition could come to the same workshops that we offer to the community for free. So there is a time where I offer a Become an Author workshop. And when those kids are registering, it tells me what type of money I need to go out and try to help supply those needs for those who are in low-income areas.
Yeah. So your homeless outreach programs, what do they consist of?
You said my home outreach program?
No, your homeless outreach programs.
What? Oh, they consist
in your bio, it says you do homeless outreach programs.
So I currently work at a shelter. So not only do I work at the homeless shelter, I go out in the community. On the 20th, for an example, we're going out with the food bank. I partnered with a food bank in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're going to a apartment complex that has, like, it's a high crime area. Not only is it that, but it's also, like, low, very low income area as well. We're going back with not only my bus, my 16-passenger bus full of boxes of food, but my cargo trailer and the owner of the food pantry, he's coming as well. So we're giving out food. So we go to those areas and give out food, and we give out prayer, and we give out, you know, things that they would need, toiletries. So that's what I do with that. For that example, we give out food, whatever they need. We give out meals, whatever they need in, like, Thanksgiving. For those who can't, I always do a Thanksgiving dinner. for the Orangeburg community. And, you know, we don't do it in a nice fancy building. We do it in the street. So they get to come out. We keep everything hot, you know, and we give out the food.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. If someone wanted to donate to your organization, how would they donate? Where would they go?
So we take donations. We take donations by invoice, or we take it by, of course, I know
I'm
people
sorry.
Say Cash App. No, but Cash App, PayPal. And then we also have our website, which is down, which will be up back next week. So it's BrittanyLachetteMentorship.org. But this week is down due to getting some new things prepared for our Youth Summit coming this August. But the way that you would donate is through Cash App, $BrittanyLachetteMentorship. And then we have PayPal, BrittanyLachetteMentorship as well. Or you could take checks to P.O. Box 27, St. Matthew, South Carolina, 29135, or any payment, form of payment to that P.O. Box as well.
All right, Brittany. Now let me ask you, is there anything you want the listeners to know about you that
about
you got
me?
Up and coming? Or
Yes, I would love for them to know that we have our three we not only on the 20th, we have in our community event, Sundays with Brittany Lachey, when we'll give back to the community food, but we are planning for our biggest event, a three-day youth summit in Batesburg, South Carolina. And what we'll be doing then is giving away knowledge for the children who not only want to start a business, but we'll be doing some adventurements and fun activities for them to kind of get more back into tune with life. You have the chef departments out there, mental health specialists, everything you would need. Their fun activities and learning activities will be on that ground. So if anything, I want y'all to know, we are in need of sponsors and partnerships right now, currently. We need it bad. So, like, we're just trying to, because our goal is to sponsor 32 children. Because they have dorm-style rooms in that room. So we have dorm-style rooms where they have the bunk bed areas, and they're both sides, 16 people, children. So we're going to have, like, a girls' dorm and a boys' dorm. So our goal is to sponsor 32 children with their meals being provided for and each workshop. So if they chose they want to start a nonprofit, we have a breakout session that will be teaching that. We have even someone that's coming down to teach them how to start their own mobile clinic. And what that does is they get to be out doing the COVID testing. But, it's, of course, you could be as young as 16 years old to start that. And I didn't know that till I spoke with the lady. But all of these sponsors and things like that that's coming in, we want to give these children, you know, the opportunity to start these things, those 32 children, to be able to start those businesses or whatever they choose to do, the freedom on that day to do it with no restraints, because we want to make sure that they were providing, we were paying for the summit breakout sessions or whatever they need that weekend to go out and be able to do it. So if anything y'all can tell y'all that we have definitely most need of is for that summit to have partnerships and donations, whatever you could do, even if you got paraphernalia like pins or anything. We need all of that, because at this moment we got to get it all.
All right. Well, you heard it right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We have Brittany Lachey Holman with us, and she's doing a lot of great things in the community. We want to thank you, Brittany. Once again, can you give your website address?
My website address is BrittanyLacheyMentorship.org. Or you can find me on social media, Brittany L. Holman or Brittany Lachey Mentorship. We have a whole community group. You can also find us there.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for being a guest on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We're going to hear from Joe Caruso, Blues, 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 as always in my bedroom. Thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio.
Bedroom. bedroom. The blues has got the best of me. Oh, and they just won't let me be. And she left here about a week ago. She said, Joe, I'm leaving you, baby, 'cause I don't love you no more. Blues, blues, blues. Blues is all in my bedroom. The best of me. Oh, 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 they just won't let me be. No, they just won't let me be.